Ian Schulz, much attention has been paid over the last year to online publishing. Of course, a year is an eternity in internet years, which are beginning to resemble dog years, that is, a measurement of time which is greatly accelerated, relatively speaking, and has little to do with how human beings actually spend their lives. And of course, dogs, unlike the internet, can be taught new tricks. Oh, sure, the internet can also be taught new tricks. The only trouble is the trick the internet winds up learning is not the trick we set out to teach it, and usually ends up being the same old thing it was doing in the first place. E-publishing is a perfect example. I use the internet for research quite a bit, and as an archive, it's pretty handy. The ancient Greeks, Shakespeare, T.S. Eliot, it's all there, easily searchable. But when I go to literature online, it's to find a quote and get out. Does anybody seriously believe that in the future we're going to spend our leisure time curled up with a laptop reading Tom Clancy? Does anybody seriously believe we're going to download the latest John Grisham into our palm-sized e-reader and take it with us to the beach? What if you drop it? If you drop a paperback, it can just shake out the sand and pick up where you left off. Drop your e-reader in the sand, you're out a couple $100. Yes, you can print out a novel on your printer, but that winds up costing as much as a brick-and-mortar book. Plus, you have to staple the pages together yourself. From a writer's point of view, the internet is very attractive. It's just you and the reader. No editors, no publishers, just the two of you cozying up in cyberspace. But the thing is, without the editors, your manuscript is a bloated piece of garbage so crammed with typos it's unreadable. And without publishers, there's no publicity. Yes, you can post your manuscript on your website. Who cares? You can photocopy your novel and leave copies of it in laundromats, too. That doesn't mean anybody's going to pick it up and read it. So where does all the excitement about e-publishing come from? For one thing, everybody's excited about e-publishing because everybody's excited about e-publishing. That's the way the internet economy works. It's called virality. Everybody gets simultaneously hysterical about a phenomenon that may or may not have value. Articles are written, business models drawn up, ventures launched, opinions shared, and then all of a sudden, it's over. And what got everybody excited about e-publishing in the first place? Stephen King. Stephen King uploaded some stories on the internet. Well, good for him, but he's Stephen King. Everybody knows who he is. He doesn't need publicity. An editor, maybe, but not publicity. What about writers like... well, me. I'll tell you what. Come to my e-business, www.helpme.com. I'll hand deliver my epic novel to your door, along with a pizza, some dog food, airline tickets, and an MP3 of me whining about the sorry state of modern culture. The cost? Hey, I'll pay you. That's the way it really works. I gotta go.